Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I would there be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
Hello, hello. What's up, Smith?
What up, Webb? I'm Smith. That's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Makers Podcast. Webb, this is Wager Maker Podcast number 33.
33 is a big number, Smith. There's a lot of great 33s out there. I'm sure we're going to kind of butt heads a little bit, or maybe not. But I'm going to go with my man Tony D from Big D. I'm sure you may have something different.
Yeah, I figured you'd go with the Big D 33. But to me, there's no better player than Larry Bird's one of the greatest to ever step on a basketball court. Tony Dorsett obviously was a great running back, but I don't think he's obviously Hall of Famer. But I'll take Larry Bird all day every day. We had a call in from Mike Lynch the other day. He was texting us the new 33 was coming up. He wanted to make sure we put old Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in there, Lou Alcindor.
And, Lou Alcindor, he's East Coast boy, New York.
Yeah, I think Kuhnert coached him at some point in his career. I don't know if it was a summer league team or some kind of stuff, but our high school coach
Jack Kuhnert,
rest in peace, great guy, and he coached a lot of great players, including Tim Perry. And speaking of Lee Perry. Rutgers University tonight. Congratulations, Webb. You can't say I'm always
right.
A homer. Rutgers Scarlet Knights broke into the top 25 this week for the first time since 1979.
There you go. Rutgers Rob, baby. Upstream, downstream. It's good. They're good, man. The Rack's a tough place to play. It was always tough. I was there in 19, I don't know what year. Lee was there. Lee Perry was there. I think they made the tournament one time when I was there, 91, something like that, 90. And then they went to the NIT the next year. And then I don't think they've done anything since then. But good for them. They got great facilities. Make a move in basketball. That's fine with me. And football's right behind them.
Right. Congrats to the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Obviously pulling for them. They play Iowa tonight in a big game. I think Webb picked against them. You picked against them in that game tonight, but we'll see what happens.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And they're riding way high. I've been on them a couple times. So you got to think smart here. It's a big game.
Right. All right. Moving on. Obviously, the big news of the week, we got the Super Bowl contenders in there, the Chiefs and the 49ers. It's going to be a great matchup, a really interesting matchup between two teams. You have any early feels on that one?
It's a great matchup. I think they're probably the two best teams. The early feel for me, it's -1 with a little extra juice on it here and 54. I mean, for me, I'm leaning Chiefs just based on Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, the kid is amazing. The matchup, like I said, it's kind of even, come back and forth. You can argue certainly either way. I think the Niners are probably the better team, but if Patrick Mahomes is down 24, that may not be enough. So at this point, I'm sure we're going to go back and forth. We will have a pick obviously next week, but right now I'm just leaning Chiefs. And that total sitting at 54 back in the day, it was always over on the Super Bowls. I'm not so sure about that in this game, but we'll figure it out.
Yep, I think it's an interesting matchup. Two contrasting styles. The 49ers played a real physical play. They run the ball. Obviously, Kansas City's played much better defensively in the second half of the season, I think, than people give them credit for. But Mahomes is just phenomenal. To me, like you said, I mentioned as soon as it came out, I think Monday morning, the line came out. Kansas City was favored by 1 or 1.5, depending on mm-hmm. where you saw. I thought it was a solid number. It's a tough, kind of a toss-up game. To me, I'm leaning. Just some people asked me today. I'm leaning with the better quarterback in this situation.
Yeah.
If things don't go well for Kansas City early, I can see them coming back. Obviously, they didn't really show up in the first quarter of either of the first two playoff games, and they still came back and kicked some ass. And but if things don't go well for the 49ers early, that it's going to be trouble for Garoppolo. I think you don't want to have that team and be down 10 points at some point or something like that. Man, Mahomes has been – they've been putting – after the first quarter of these games, they're going like 7 straight touchdown drives, 5 straight touchdown
crazy.
Drives. It's been unbelievable.
Crazy. The Niners – the Niners don't want Garoppolo throwing the ball 20 times. I saw something a statistic where I was kind of shocked. They said the Chiefs throw the ball only 60% of the time. I would have guessed it's way high. I don't know that he runs the ball 10 times a game, Andy Reid.
Yeah, right. No one Andy Reid. I was especially – you mentioned the other day when that first game when they were losing against Tennessee, against Houston. And I said, man, they're going to definitely go over. You said they're definitely going to go over in this game because Andy Reid's not going to If he's down, he's not running the ball.
He's not going to run it once. He won't run it at all. And so I was kind of surprised here. Only ran it 60%. I mean, maybe they don't run that many plays. They score so quickly. A thing for the Chiefs, the defensive line, I think his name is Chris Jones or something like that, defensive tackle. And in the beginning of the season, he was out, and that's when their defense was really kind of hurting. And he came back a little bit in the middle of the season towards the end, and then he played better. I'm not sure. I think he's been out again, but that's something to keep an eye on. And then obviously that's San Francisco defensive line versus the KC offensive line, but then you still got Mahomes running around there ready, just as good running right, left, backwards, forwards, you know, sidearm, left-handed, whatever he's going to do. So it's hard to bet against him, and I'm not the biggest Niner fan, obviously, from the Cowboys history, but you know, any excuse not to, I would bet him, but I just think, like I said, we're going to go with the better quarterback probably.
Right. I mean, Jimmy G, obviously he didn't have to throw at all last week, but only 6 of 8 for 77 yards. I thought he looked a little shaky in the game against Minnesota, but they didn't need him then either. I mean, they really, the defense and the running game really dominated both of those playoff games, and Jimmy G didn't have to do anything. Certainly even with as good as San Francisco's defense is in this game and everything else, and their running game, Mahomes is going to get some points. Mahomes and their wide receiver and Kelsey and Hill. Well, they got you know, in this game, one of the highlights of this game, I think, is the matchup between the two tight ends. This is the two best tight ends in the game, no doubt. Kittle and Kelsey are unbelievable.
Yeah, but Kittle is almost minimized by their lack of. I mean, he if he was on a different team, he'd have some gaudy numbers. If he's on the Patriots, or he'd be, you know, Gronkowski. Yeah, I guess the thing with the Niners, though, that one corner, they can pick on him, and you have to double Kelsey. He could still beat the double team. I mean, they scored all those points last week, and he only had 3 catches. I bet over his catches, which is only 5.5, and he only had but 3 catches for 30 yards, and they still scored whatever points they scored. So even if you take him away, they're going to put some points on the board. Tyreek Hill, even, you know, Sammy Watson comes up with a play here and there. He hasn't really done much for them, but he, you know, you have to guard him, you know. So it's interesting. They have a bunch of, and even the running back, they hit him in stride. Next thing you know, he's running 30 yards down the field. You know, and the Niners' strength is the front seven, the secondary. You know, Richard Seymour is playing real good, and Jimmy Ward, I think, is good too. But that other corner get picked on. They're going to call that out right away. He's going to get benched, like they said. So that's interesting. Very interesting. But then again, you know, the Chiefs have their problems too. But it's going to come down to see what Garoppolo does. Even throwing the ball 8 times is ridiculous. How is that even possible? I mean, you gave the guy $100 million.
Well, I mean, they didn't need to. They won by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Dude ran. If you're running back Mozart or whatever, he ran for 200 plus yards. You know.
Yeah, I guess to say, yeah, Derrick Henry doing the same thing. Yeah.
Right. Yep. And then right, but and some guys were saying, man, but they're not going to be able to stop the running game. But everybody said that about the Tennessee Titans last week, and you know, Henry only had 69 yards rushing. But they really went away from that in the second half. But that's what happens when you're down. When you get down, you know the other team's going to score every time you touch the ball. I mean, you can only stick with that running game so much.
And, I mean, if they're up 10, that means they're going to be up 17 in a blink of an eye. I mean, that game will get away from you. I mean, we saw that in the game, they were down 24-0. They were losing, and, you know, down a couple. They were getting beat by covering at halftime.
So, right. Both of these games were blowouts, and really – Kansas City played about as bad as you can play in both of them in the first quarter. Drop passes. Kelsey dropped the first couple drives again this week. Kelsey dropped a pass. A couple other guys dropped a pass.
Even the other starting Harrison or whatever, number 11, he's had a bunch of drops. And, you know, it just doesn't even matter.
Right.
It just doesn't matter.
Right. We'll get him next time.
Right.
All right. Well, stay up in your parts for some news, Webb. Your buddy Jason Garrett's coming to New York, New Jersey.
That is the map.
I think also isn't Kitchens going up there too?
I saw something about it. I don't know if that was – I didn't see it was a done deal. I don't know. Again, the Freddie Kitchens, that's funny. But Jason Garrett, I don't get it. How are you going to go from being the Dallas Cowboys head coach for 9 years to calling plays for Jerry Judge or whatever the guy's name is, the head coach of the Giants? Maybe he's just kind of biding his time. But I have no – I'm glad Jason Garrett's not my coach anymore. I just told a bunch of my bosses, a Giant fan, I told him, I hope he likes kicking field goals. I better get a good kicker.
I don't know, man. Maybe that Jason Garrett, Danny Dimes combination.
No, come
now
on.
Now that Eli announces retirement today.
Yep, I saw that. We'll see what's going to happen with the Giants. I see a lot of yardage between the 20s.
A lot of talk about Eli Manning's retirement. A lot of questions say, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer, Webb?
Yeah, there's no doubt. How many quarterbacks have won two Super Bowls? But that's not because he's good. He just won two Super Bowls. He's not getting it. First of all, on his durability, his Iron Man thing would get him in, first of all. And second of all, he won two Super Bowls, especially in New York. He's not a dick. He's got the name. All those things equal first bout Hall of Fame. But he was not particularly good.
Right. Obviously, thank God for him, or Tom Brady would have two more Super Bowl rings to his credit if it wasn't for those teams. We'll say those teams that were able to knock off Tom Brady. Brady would have eight instead of six Super Bowl rings.
Well, he had the dude catch the ball on his head, and then they do it 10,000 or a million more times. That throw to Manningham is never going to – they'll never complete it again. So that's just another scenario. And there's a couple of – one year they lost to the Packers on a field goal that the Packers, I'm sure if they had it again, the dude makes the kick, and they're not even in the Super Bowl. So. But yes, the answer yes. That doesn't pain me to say that either. He deserves it.
All right, cool. And it'd be fun to watch those matchups with the Giants and the Cowboys with Jason Garrett on the sidelines doing his hand clap.
Standing there clapping.
So speaking of the Hall of Fame, great New York Yankee, obviously Derek Jeter. Can't go through this show without mentioning my boy Derek Jeter. Got into the Hall of Fame. Not a unanimous decision. He got 396 out of 397 votes.
Ponderous.
I want to know who the guy is that made that vote. Because you should get his vote taken away.
What do you have to do to be unanimous? It's funny. I met him one time way back when at Brother Jimmy's in the city. Derek Jeter's classiest guy ever. He's great. Sitting in the back eating ribs with one of his boys. It's great.
The man. So cool, unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable career. Obviously, nothing we could say that could even match just what everybody knows that Derek Jeter has done, what he did, how successful he was, the way he went about his business every day.
Even with the ladies, he was classy with the ladies, and that's an impressive roster he had there too. They went over it. My man Howard Stern was talking about it today.
Yeah,
that's
I saw one thing on Facebook had like a baseball diamond of and it, each there was a position for each field, Jessica Albas and all the other
it was a bunch.
But his girl is married. I think he's got kids now with Hannah Davis.
Yeah, that's their wife, model, right? So, yeah.
So
gave everyone after it's over, he gave everyone a gift basket and a signed baseball.
Classic.
Here you go, honey. Let's say I ever gave you.
I'm wondering when I went to a game in Miami last summer where he's the general manager at now, and they didn't seem to like him too much down there.
First of all, he got rid of everybody good when he got there. And second, I mean, that seems to be the thing. I mean, you look at Michael Jordan, obviously greatest ever in anything. He can't run a franchise. John Elway got lucky with Peyton Manning there, and Jeter obviously has been down there a number in 3 or 4 or 5 years now, and they're still, bringing up the basement. So
So that made me wonder if maybe that 397th vote was some reporter down there in Miami or something.
It's a Cuban reporter in Miami. Yeah, I didn't like what he. Yeah.
Speaking of married, Tim Tebow got married this week. Webb, he's big news. If you hear like a volcano eruption or something like that up by you or something.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So he's. He's long-standing. So I said he was going to, stay celibate until he was married. Good for him. If you're religious into that sort of thing.
I mean, he married some crazy supermodel, right, or something? Yeah, some sure. Israeli supermodel.
Yeah,
something
like I think like Miss Universe contestant or something ridiculous like
that's
that.
That's what it was. Yeah. Of course it is. Of course.
Yeah. So good for him. Good for her.
Right, congratulations. Exactly. I liked it. He took care of me in Florida. He was good.
Yeah, he did. All right. Yeah, he would get those covers when they're running the ball out. He'd have to run a ball and just knock it in the end zone. Big news here in New Orleans, Webb. We're doing a podcast for those that don't know. 7:30 Central Time today. I figured that Zion would be playing right now on the TV in front of me, but that's going to be a late start because it's going to be on national TV. So it's an 8:30 here start.
Flexing up, sure. Yep.
Right. The Zion is in the house, man. First game tonight. New Orleans fans super excited. I don't know if he's starting or not. I believe he is starting.
Probably.
Why not?
And they're playing better, man. They're closing up on that A spot, right? They're only a couple behind Memphis.
They are. It seems like for the last couple weeks they've been like for the last couple weeks they've been
versus the Lakers.
That would be something. That would be something. Right. And maybe if they're playing better, I mean, look, we were on them early in the season for how bad they were. I think at one point they lost 12 or 13 games in a row. You got to be really trying in the NBA to lose 12 or 13 games in a row, because sometimes teams just don't show up. If you just go up and play hard, you'll win. But that didn't obviously didn't happen. But man, they've been playing the last few weeks, man, they're winning 8 out of 10, 7 out of 10. They're beating teams that are pretty good. You know, even they lost a game this week to the Clippers, and that came down to the wire. I think there was a bad call towards the end, questionable call. But they took the Clippers right down to the end. Yesterday, Martin Luther King Day, they went into Memphis, who's Memphis has been playing real well, and beat Memphis. So they've been playing much better. So it'd be interesting to see if Zion they can just continue to play well, or if they're going to be right back into a little bit of a learning curve and figuring out where people are spaced out and what, you know, all that kind of thing that sometimes when a new player is added to the mix. Hopefully they can just pick up right where they're at, and Zion will just help them a little more without too much.
I don't know. He's got to be on a little bit of a game management thing, right? I would assume.
Oh, no doubt. I'm sure he probably isn't going to be playing more than 15 minutes a game here in the beginning, I would think. Plus, man, I got to be honest, man. Look, I'm the one to say kind of stuff like this, but dude looks a little heavy to me. In pictures and videos of him working out, dude looks a little heavy, man. And the way he jumps, the way he plays, that's going to be interesting to see how his knees and ankles and all that kind of stuff holds up. He's shown that he's a little bit injury prone at this point. Yep. Obviously had some issues at Duke with the injuries, and now, you know, to start his career here. So with where they're at, I hope they just take it easy, get him back into shape, and really there's no reason to rush this kid in at this point now in the season, now that we've already gone, we're almost to the All-Star break, I think. And no reason to rush him in and do more than we need to do at this point. Just get him into playing shape, time, just to get him some run before next season, so it's not everything starting from scratch by next season. And, hey, who knows? Maybe you keep it up for a little while, and maybe you do make a little run to the playoffs.
Sneaking that playoffs, yep. And the thing I was reading about it today, and the phrase or the word I kept hearing was he plays with so much torque.
Yeah.
And so with that big body of his, that's probably a concern. You know, don't want him to get hurt. And, you know, they don't want him to lose it again and have him be out till, you know.
Right. Where it's just an ongoing, like where it's just a continuous thing, you know, keep happening. So you got to get to play in shape. So hopefully, I'm looking forward to seeing that. That'd probably be starting in about an hour tonight.
I'm actually going to watch some of that myself.
Right. Let's see. So there are a couple moves in college football. Your buddy Franks, the quarterback from Florida, transferred to Arkansas, and he can play right away because of whatever, you know, the rules are nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he gets punched. He's a cocky asshole. We call him out after the games early in the season. He gets hurt, gets benched. The guy takes over, kicks ass, and now he's going to Arkansas, who just straight up stinks.
Yeah, he's not going to do anything. He's going to be the same nonsense there. Meanwhile, the kid who replaced him is Trask, I think, is going to end up. Yeah. He's going to be in the NFL.
Yeah, Florida's going to be a top 10 preseason team next year.
Yep.
So also, we talked a lot about the Houston quarterback, De'Eriq King. That he, you know, he's the guy that we talked a lot about, played four games, things didn't go well. And it looked like the coach was really behind it too, about sitting him and letting him redshirt for another year. But who knows what this real story is behind all that. Maybe the coach was just being supportive, didn't want to talk shit about him, in the press or whatever, but they just announced that he's going to Miami, University of the Hurricanes.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know that that's even a better, I would doubt that that's a better spot for him. I think Holmgren's a better offensive coach, or Dana, something like that, Holmgren, something like that. The old West Virginia coach. It's funny too, because that De'Eriq King was a huge draft. He was from Houston. He was started ahead of the kid Trask from Florida. So it kind of that whole role is reversed. Florida's going to kick Miami's ass, I'm sure, probably again this year. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know what these guys are thinking. He to me doesn't look like a pro quarterback. Yeah, I don't. You know, who knows? Maybe he's going to do it again. Maybe he'll get hurt. We'll see.
I wonder if he can play four games.
Redshirt again.
Throw him somewhere else.
Yep. Sorry, coach.
There was some talk early on about him going to LSU.
Yeah, I
obviously
see that
didn't pan out. But LSU, man, obviously coming off the national championship, they get such a long road to hoe ahead of them. We're gonna really see if this team is like the new Alabama, really like reproducing players like a factory or not, because they lost 19 players from the team last year, including nine underclassmen, who those are the guys you're really expecting to step up at that point and kind of take over the reins for the seniors. Nine freshmen. They lost Brady, who we talked a lot about this season, about he was going to be he was really the offensive mastermind to this passing part of offense and everything. And they also lost their defensive coordinator, Dave Aranda, went to Baylor, I believe, is where he went. So obviously LSU and Coach O, they had a great year, but they're going to have a big, big task ahead of them to recoup after losing all these things. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, there's a couple of first rounders in there too. I mean, Burrow's there's at least three top 20 picks that are gone. The corner, the safety, and then obviously Burrow.
So yeah, Stingley, obviously Burrow, a couple of, and
Delpit, whatever his name right. is.
And just we didn't really touch on it much last week. We talked a little bit about Kiffin going to Ole Miss, but also your buddy Mike Leach is going to Mississippi State. I don't know if you saw that.
That's crazy. That's going to be a wacky. Right. The SEC's going.
SEC West is going to be nuts, man. Nick Saban's going to have a hard time keeping up with these cats.
That's going to be interesting to see what happens when he goes back to Tennessee too. See, Kiffin goes back to Tennessee. Right. Didn't he leave there unceremoniously?
I'm pretty sure they hate him there. I'm pretty sure they hate him there. Yeah. He took the biggest job. Right. Took his biggest job of his life, only to leave after a year to go USC and say, "Oh, this is the best. This is the job of a lifetime."
Yeah, to leave that one 18 months later.
So obviously next week we'll be getting real into the Super Bowl and all our picks. But just wanted to remind you guys, congratulations, we made it through a whole college and pro football season.
We did.
Up until we got a Pro Bowl coming up and the NFL Super Bowl. It's amazing. This is 33 podcasts already. But just don't forget, listen, we're going to still be doing this weekly all the time. There's lots of other stuff, lots of other action, right? We got just because football over doesn't mean don't keep track of us. Don't forget, on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, we always put our Major League Baseball, NCAA basketball, NBA hoops, and NHL on air every day. And just a couple reminders. If you were watching us on Facebook last week, we came out there with the Conor McGregor.
Yeah, it didn't even take a minute to get paid on that one.
Right.
That was easy money right there on that one. And you know what, Smith? Antonio Brown is still around, so we'll always have something to talk about.
We didn't think about Antonio Brown. Is he locked up in his house right now with the police outside still?
They're just saying, yeah, he's something. What does it say? AB. Warrants issued for arrest of AB. So I don't know.
I think they threw rocks at the truck driver yesterday or something.
We accomplished a lot in this short period of time. AB's really got some shit done for himself too, man. He's made $20 million a couple months ago. Now he's going to be in the county.
By next season, he might be willing to be a guest on the show.
That's right. He'll be our intern. He could be our intern.
That'd be fun.
Brown and AB going to fight it out.
We talked a little about Odell Beckham Jr. and all his fiasco on slapping the cop on the butt and handing out money at the game. Who would you rather hang out with, Webb, at the club? OBJ or Antonio Brown?
Well, I guess it's got to be OBJ. He's throwing cash around, so I'll hang with him.
Yeah, he's making it rain up in the bitch.
That's a party. That dude's a party.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Because AB, like, they're both off the wall, but AB, you don't know where that shit's going to take
it. The cops be coming.
Right, right. Oh, man. So, obviously, had this Conor McGregor. Also wanted to mention Scott Wheatley. We posted his article. He gave us a great article on now this time of year, right? So the Kentucky Derby prep races that are all for qualifying points are getting started. At the fairgrounds last week, the Silver Bullet Day Stakes, and Scott Wheatley gave us a nice write-up. I put it on Facebook. I put it on our Twitter and Instagram. And he had the winner, Finite, won by a nose. I watched it just a little while ago, the tape rebroadcast of that. And won by a nose, so congratulations, Scott. And now, just so you know, there's another stakes race coming up, the Smarty Jones Stakes. That's at Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas, Friday night, the 24th. That's the eighth race in that, and that's also for Kentucky Derby qualifying points. And Scott's going to have another write-up. He wrote it for me today. I'll be posting that on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter tomorrow as well. So hopefully Scott can come up two for two. I know what the horse he picked already, but I'm gonna put that out on our social media tomorrow. So looking forward to that. He's got another great write up with all the horses and why he thinks they're gonna finish where. So it's gonna be great.
Awesome. Yeah, before you know it, it'll be March Madness. We'll be rolling right into all the the big horse races and pitchers and catchers right around the corner. A bunch of stuff going on with the Astros. The Mets, I think, are getting ready to hire Rojas or someone as their new manager. Only that shit would happen to the Mets. They're talking about vacating, giving the Dodgers the World Series. Did you see anything about that?
I did, but I think Major League Baseball came out and said they won't be doing any. There's nothing they can do. There's nothing you can do about that. Obviously, the Astros. I mean, some of these videos. Have you seen some of the videos, Webb, of like Altuve, like running home to home base, like holding his shirt,
saying,
don't mess with my shirt. I don't know if that's like Photoshopped funny video shit or what, but the ones I've seen on Facebook certainly looks like it looks like he's holding his shirt saying, do not rip my shirt off on the way to home plate.
And there's one where something falls out. He puts it in his pocket or something, too. I saw something like that. I mean, it's, you know, it's bullshit. Like we said, we talked about it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with little gamesmanship. You know, if you're on second base, you're, you know, you kind of give the, you want to give the batter a heads up. The catcher's leaning inside, outside. You see him put down a number one or number two. That's all part of the game. But once you're, you know, you're taping electrodes to you and systematically, organizationally, you know, trying to get an advantage, I, you know, there's no place for that. So I
mean,
agree
just
with
above and beyond anything that, you know, putting a little Vaseline on a ball and all that. Right. So like back in the day, remember to be a, it was like partly, you know, the dude would throw the little sandpaper out on the mound. And that's pretty bad, but this is above and beyond ridiculous.
Yeah, too much shit. So I mean, I agree with everything they get, but still at the end of the day, all Major League Baseball could be is be transparent in their whatever policing of it or their investigation of it and just move on. That's all.
Right.
I mean, the Astros got slammed, you know, those picks and and these guys are disgraced now, which is worse. But AJ Hinch is, you know.
Yeah, these guys never, I mean, they'll never live this down.
Right.
You know, and speaking of, we talked about Derek Jeter and the Hall of Fame. One more year that, like, Bonds and Clemens and those guys didn't get in
there.
As well.
That's true. Yeah, who else? Larry Walker got in, too. What do you think about that?
I think he's a good player. Good player. Yeah. I don't know, you know. Not certainly not unanimous. But he was a good outfielder for a long time. Good hitter, no doubt.
But if you're going to put a team, a baseball, you know, a legitimate team in Colorado, you have to, you know, guys from Colorado are good enough to be in the Hall of Fame ever. So, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't not say no, you're not in because you did not put, I don't know, Kurt Warner in because he played in the dome, you know, in football or whatever it is. So, he's got, if the stats add up, then he's in. Doesn't matter where he played.
Only half of his games are at that place.
Right, exactly. He didn't play his whole career. I think he was on the Expos to begin with, too.
And even every season, you know, you're playing every.
Right. It's only 81 games, right?
So,
did you see the brawl last night? That was one of the worst college basketball brawls I've seen.
I did. That was pretty heated, and especially because what happened was it was you know, one of those unwritten rules or whatever bullshit. The dude they're kind of running out the clock in case people didn't see. Kansas was kind of running out the clock. The game was won. They won by a bunch of points. And obviously Kansas against Kansas State's pretty probably heated rivalry when it comes to that. And the kid comes up, steals the ball and takes it down the court. Hopefully it wasn't on our over or under or whatever, one of those deals. Yeah. But the kid on Kansas come down in a fierce block. On the layup, I think, is what happened.
Yeah.
And so the Kansas State kid's kind of laying on the ground after it over, and the Kansas dude comes up, walks right up on him, and they were going at it. Chairs, I think dudes were picking up chairs, everything.
But the one dude got suspended indefinitely, DeSouza, and I think there's three or four other people that got suspended as well.
Is that the big guy on Kansas, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it self came out and said it was embarrassing, all that stuff. And I agree. I mean, that was too much. I don't know what's going on. That's, you know, definitely unnecessary. Come on, guys.
Right. Certainly unnecessary, but I don't know about indefinitely means whatever, but just it shouldn't ruin Kansas's season. If that, you know what I mean? That dude that made the block at the end, he's one of their real good players, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but they can sit up now. We still got some time. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying. Five, 10 games is one thing,
right.
But not indefinitely meaning the rest of the season.
Right.
Meaning we'll think about it, and maybe after five, you know, I think five games is shit happens. Yeah, shit happens, and you can't let that happen. But it was a heated situation. Once it gets over the top and into the stands, man, it's
all better.
It's hard to get it looks bad, no doubt.
The optics are not good. Right.
That's like when those Pacers player, I think it was the Pacers, Ron Artest and some of those guys went up in the
Steven Jackson, the Pistons, I think it was. Yep.
They were actually fighting fans.
Right, that's right. That's right. AB should have been that. AB was in this.
Right. So what else we got, Webb? That's about it tonight or what?
Guess so, man. I don't know what else we got. I don't see anything else popping up here. I think that might cover it. I mean, obviously, as we move forward, it's college basketball heat up. We got, you know, hockey's. We got the All-Star games coming up, which is, you know, is what it is. And we'll just get the heat of the hoops.
Dig it. All right. Next week, you get our Super Bowl. Look, we've been pretty good. Last week, we had the Chiefs, and we had the Packers, and we had the Packers over. So we went 2-1 on those. And we've been doing good. Obviously, the NCAA Final Four. We had both of those games right, and the national championship. We've been, like we told you about the big game, so make sure you're here next week to get our Super Bowl pick. We talked a little bit about who we like now, but a long way to go between now and then. So let's
talk about props too. We'll take a look at some interesting props. Obviously, MMA stuff comes up. We got the horses we're on every night, the college hoops, NBA, and the hockey, man. We love the ice.
Cool. Make sure you keep an eye out for all of our picks on Facebook at The Wager Makers Podcast, Twitter at The Wager Makers, Instagram, The Wager Makers. You can email us for any questions at thewagermakers@gmail.com. Look out for Scott Wheatley's post tomorrow. We'll pop it on there. You can check out our picks and even buy some picks at sportswatchmonitor.com. John Groh, thanks for the bumper music. Check out his new Mardi Gras song. It's Mardi Gras season here in New Orleans, Webb. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, Apple Podbean, Apple Spotify, Stitcher. And Devin's going to tell us about YouTube right now.
Hi, this is Devin Weber. When you go on the Wager Makers podcast webpage, make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, and hit the bell to put on your post notifications. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Devin.
Thanks, Debbie.
All right, Webb. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you next week. It'll be the special Super Bowl issue. Maybe we'll have some fortune teller or voodoo woman here or something like that to help us get this going. Take us out, Webb.
All right, Smith, thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening, everybody. Super Bowl box time. Smith are going to get paid, so.
All right, brother.
Later, man. Sorry, wait.